Hello, this is Bernhard Karas with another Be Your Own Manager podcast, our career podcast for classical musicians. Today I will be talking about a much tougher theme, about how to deal with setbacks, and I'll give you 5 steps how I work through setbacks which happen inevitably. I hope you liked that podcast, and if you like it, you might support it. You can go to my Patreon page, that's patreon.com/Bernhard Karas in one word, and support that podcast. If, depending on the level you support it, you might actually enjoy a free class with me, a free coaching with me as part of that support. If you enjoy the free podcast, that's just as fine. I'll do it for you and I hope you find it helpful. But if you like it, please share it also with others and make it available to your friends and colleagues. And most importantly, reach out to me if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or questions or anything you think I should share. So let's get into it. Today I want to talk about setbacks. Not a fun theme, but something which we all face, and therefore I thought it is actually important to talk about. Setbacks happen to all of us, to musicians and non-musicians, to people out in the street, to our parents, to the people older than us, younger than us, people living around the world. Setbacks happen. They are part of life. Unfortunately for musicians, setbacks probably happen a bit more often, simply because our profession is rather competitive. Even if we can be great colleagues with our friends and peers, there are competitions out there. There are auditions for just one position. There are important concerts where we'll be judged by writers, reviewers. There are situations where we're looking for a manager. They might audition us, or we might go, they might come to our opera performance or to our concert. So we are constantly judged by other people. And actually that judgment is often important for our career. Therefore, unfortunately, setbacks do happen significantly more often for musicians than for non-musicians. And therefore it is really of critical importance that early on you find a way to deal with setbacks. And today I'll talk about the 5 steps how I deal with setbacks. The first one, and that's probably the most difficult one for myself, is to acknowledge a setback. Yes, sitting back and saying, I did not win that competition. I did not get that position. I did not reach that goal. Without finding excuses, without immediately trying to reason it, is important. This is a setback. Let's accept it. Here it is. The second point then is to go a bit beyond and to understand where the setback comes from and why it happened. And yes, for that reason, it is probably good to talk to others, to talk to the juries, to colleagues at auditions, to peers and so on, to get their feedback. But take any feedback you get, especially the more experienced you are, with a big grain of salt. It is good to receive feedback, but feedback is not 100% true. It is not the ultimate truth. It is an important input for you to find your judgment, to find what is important for you and what to work on. So go for it, but then reflect on it before you accept it as the absolute truth. Take out of it what is important for you and what sounds good and right. Also, be aware that judgment and decisions about classical music and musicians are extremely subjective. Music is not about who ran faster or who jumped further. Music is about how I perceive a person singing, a person playing. What it means to me, if it touches me, yes, Some people are more about, does it meet the technical requirements? Or is it played and performed in the right style? Is it aware of where the music comes from and so on? So people try to reason it, and there are some probably a bit more objective parameters you could use. But still, the ultimate judgment is extremely subjective. Also, if you play or if you audition for an orchestra, for example, you will see it often depends on, does the sound actually fit to the ensemble? Does it fit within that group? But also, does the person fit in our group? So there are a lot of different things at play, which often do not have anything to do with your real quality, but with very subjective judgments and preferences of the people listening to you and judging you. Nevertheless, try to understand it. Probably write it down, what you learn from an audition, what you learn from a competition, so that you can go back to it later when you prepare for the next audition. My third point is, speak out to the people you trust. Talk to them. Talk to them about your setback. Let them know. Also, go for a hug, because a hug heals many wounds. It is important that in our life we have a couple of people around us, and that's probably really just a very few people, whom we totally trust, whom we can talk about setbacks, whom we can share joy with and happiness, and who are there for us and whom we are there for. So cultivate these kind of relationships, and that's probably your partner, your husband, your wife, a close friend or a second close friend, sometimes a teacher, at least for some time, a mentor, a coach. Cultivate these relationships. They are important for you. The next point I want to make is probably a bit more esoteric. It is about the source of positive energy. We all have sources of positive energy, and they come from very, very different parts. Some people find their source in going to a place of prayer, a church, a temple, a synagogue. Others find it in nature. Others are very specific that they only find it in the woods. The next one only sitting at a river. And the next one finds it in sports. It doesn't matter where your source of energy is, cultivate it, find it, and go back to it often, not only when you just actually have received a setback, but also when you're well, because it will make you feel even stronger and even better. And it will help you to go there, back there, when you had a setback. One word of caution: the source of energy, of positive energy, can never be alcohol or drugs or nicotine or whatever is out there. The source of positive energy is always something simple and healthy. And yes, it's also not the sweets. And I have to say that because people who know me know how much I love sweets and how easily I can get addicted to that. But the source of energy is really out there, is in music, in certain places, in quietness, in nature, and so on. Find it, cultivate it. And the last point I want to make today is, find a process of getting over a setback. And I'll tell you a little story of a friend of mine who got very much into the Latin American traditional Indian healing and processes. And she's very conscious of the moon. And she once told me a very simple process, which I think is very powerful. Believing, if you believe in the phases of the moon, and the phase of the moon has different energy, then just before a new moon comes, it's good actually to close up the last phase. And if there is a setback or something you want to get rid of it, write it on a piece of paper and burn it. I like that kind of process very much, and other people might have very, very different processes to that. But a process which also has a very clear timeline to it, to close something up, to finish something, I find very helpful. And so I know when the new moon is coming that it's also time to close a few things in my life, things which weren't that good or which I wasn't that happy about, to give myself and also the energy around me the opportunity to actually start with a fresh set of energy and with a fresh feeling into the new phase. It does not need to be the moon phases or so for you. And it might sound terribly esoteric. It did to me, but you know, I go for it and I like it and it works for me. But you'll need to find a process for yourself which has a timeline and which gives you regular intervals where you actually can say, okay, I can grieve, I can be sad, I can be angry about a setback until then. And then I'll finish it off, and I'll finish it off with that and that process. Well, I do hope that you do not have too many setbacks in your life. And, you know, when you're playing, when you're singing, when you're in front of an orchestra or so, go for this positive feeling of music and what music does to us. Then you hopefully easily forget about any setbacks, because you're making great music and that's the most important thing. And many people enjoy listening to you, and that's even more important probably. It is your way of communicating with others. It's your way of finding a voice for things you want to say. So don't be afraid to share that even after setbacks. Go for it and make great music. Today's podcast came a bit later than usually. Normally it's Thursday or Thursday morning, and it's Thursday evening now, at least in Vienna. I'm sorry for that. Still, I hope it was important for you to listen and you got something out of it. It probably wasn't the most joyful podcast I did so far, but please make great music. My name is Bernhard Karas. This is the Be Your Own Manager Career Podcast for classical musicians. Please do share it with others if you like it, and please reach out to me if you have any questions or suggestions. It's always great hearing from you, and the best is actually hearing you making great music. Thank you very much.